Hey man, so have you guys checked out that Tiger King bullshit on Netflix that everybody's going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over?
I'll jump right in first here. There's a buddy at work who absolutely loved it, and I'm like, okay, so I went to watch it, and the first episode I couldn't even get through it, mainly because, not because of all the ridiculousness of how stupid humanity can actually be, but I can't stand to watch those animals in those cages. I can't even stand to watch those animals on those farms. That's not where they should be. And I think within the first 15 minutes, the guy opens a minivan and it's 110 degrees outside, and he's got a snow leopard and a dog cage inside his minivan. Like, I can't watch that. That makes me understand why people get murdered.
I'm with you on that though, man, because I hate zoos. I hate aquariums because that's not their natural habitat. And it just makes me feel bad for humanity. Like, we could go and it's basically animal jail, and we're going to visit these animals at jail. You know, I don't like that shit either, man. But I tried. I think I made it to maybe episode two or three. I'm good. Amber will probably finish it, but I'm good. I mean, the one
So
guy's
is
got a
it
harem of young
bad or is
girls.
it just ironically stupid and that's why there's 9 billion memes every 20 seconds?
Well, let me break it down to you what I've seen so far. So the one guy's got a harem of young girls, the other guy's got a harem of young guys, and the bitch fed her husband to the tiger.
How young are we talking here?
He gets them like super young, like 17, and you know, on some pimp shit, like he gets them when they're like 17, 18, and molds them, and yeah.
All right, so it's not like super disgusting. It's just a little weird.
No, it's super disgusting. You ain't seen the guy I'm talking about.
I've seen the pictures. Looks like with the fucking mullet and the mustache, looking like some kind of fucking 80s reject fucking I don't
No,
even know. I can't even think
that's
of
the
it.
Tiger King. That's
Oh
the
wait,
Tiger
there's
King
a
guy I'm
different
talking about
one.
with it. There's three of them, and they're all full of shit.
So
Every last both all of them are full of shit.
Are the other ones the
Uncages
Tiger
people.
Princes? Is that how that works? The Tiger Princes have to kill the Tiger King, and then they get a different wife, and then she feeds the old king to the tigers, and that's the way it works. That's a hierarchy.
It's not the Old Testament balls. It's a damn TV show.
I'm still hitting a lot of the major plot points of this show with the whole feeding the one guy to the tiger and the wife killing him and shit like that. So it's not that far off. Remember, it's a
That's
Christian
fair.
podcast.
And
Christian
I'm sure
podcast.
there's a lot that I'm missing because, again, I only made it to episode two or three, but I think I'm good. I'm not going to proceed.
Yeah, I did not watch that yet. Instead, I decided to binge the entire first season of Tacoma FD, which is written and starred by two of the Super Troopers guys, but it's a firehouse instead of police. It's fucking fantastic. It's so fucking good. They just started the second season. It's so good. It takes about an episode or two to kind of settle into the new cast because it's only the two Super Troopers guys and a different cast after that. But that's good stuff. That's fucking great.
It sucks because Amber literally finds a new show every other hour, and I don't like anything.
Tell her, well, you like Super Troopers? Do you not?
Oh, I love Super Troopers. So you're saying I should check out Tacoma 99 or whatever the fuck. And I still got
Yeah,
to check out that show that Sonny was talking about as well.
can I get
so
a
it
burger for a cop?
and a liter of cola, God damn it. I want a liter of cola. But yeah, it's a new hour in about 15 minutes, so you might want to text Amber about Tacoma FD, so that's the new one she looks at.
All right, as we
No.
start the
Anything
show.
you're watching, Tony? No? You just want to start the show?
Yeah, let's just start the show. I already told the people what I'm watching. Way too many cooking shows. I don't know. Maybe I didn't say it. I've been doing so many podcasts. I don't know what fucking I've said on this podcast or the other podcast or the next podcast. You know, the Deacon of Dialogue is really turning back into the King of Content,
There we go.
if you will.
Before we proceed, gentlemen, I do have an announcement to make, and I didn't even go over this with you guys. As of today, after this show, effective immediately following this show, I am actually, it pains me to say this, but I'm actually going to have to retire from Pod Is War. I
Oh.
love you guys. This has been a hell of a run. I consider myself lucky to have been on here for this long and potted with you guys, but it's just time for me to explore other avenues. No hard feelings.
Don't
Oh
believe you.
no. No, it can't be. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I'm not buying it.
Well, that didn't work out. Yeah, that didn't work out well at all. It was supposed to be April Fool's, and then we cut to the music, but you guys just totally shat on everything I was trying to do. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the thought of you leaving, we're not even entertaining it on April Fool's.
Fine, I don't care. Start the goddamn show. Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to Pod is War. Whoo, it is Mania Week. For what it's worth, y'all, this is our Super Bowl. This is our Rose Bowl. This is our Emmys, Oscars, NBA Finals, World Series, World Cup, all boiled into one, already in the can. Anywho, Pod is War is brought to you by the good folks at ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with...
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Y'all know what it is, man. Make sure you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your official ChairShot t-shirts. We've got something for everybody. And if you hurry up and do it, it just might get there by Mania Sunday. Not Saturday, but Sunday. And you can root on your favorite WWE superstars and competitors with your Jesus Did the Job shirt, with your hashtag journalism, with your Save Tag Team Wrestling, with many other cool designs. I'm so pissed because I was going to walk into Raymond James Stadium actually wearing my Jesus Did the Job shirt. And now that won't happen. So I'm a little pissy about it. But anywho, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I'm joined by Mr. Andrew Belaz.
What's up? How you doing? You know, you probably get more heat if you walked into Raymond James Stadium wearing a shirt that said Jameis did the job instead of Jesus did the job.
There will be no Jameis slander on these airwaves, young man.
He's not going to see it coming. It's fine.
Jameis can't do the job. That should have been the t-shirt.
That's the joke.
He's got LASIK now. Jameis about to surprise y'all, man. He about to throw for 6,000 yards and only 29 interceptions.
In the
that other voice that you all heard. The other voice you heard, ladies and gentlemen, is the Deacon of Dialogue, the Commissioner himself, Mr. PC Tunney.
Hola, gentlemen. How goes it? I got replied to by Steve Austin today on social media.
The $6 million man?
Yeah, exactly.
No, the wrestling god and American treasure.
Wow, you went a little deep
man,
on that
shoot.
One.
Real shoot, though, man. How number one, that was cool, but how good is that beer?
It's good. It's really good. You can get your hands on it. Try it. It's a really good.
You can't
West
really
Coast.
Say it's bad now because, you know, he retweeted you.
It's not like he listened
he
to
didn't
the
like,
show.
He didn't like me or retweet me. He just replied. Let's get it straight. I'm not trying to be out here, you know, spreading falsehoods.
So he doesn't want to date, he just wants to fuck?
But Steve, I gotta tell you, I gotta drink White Claw. I gotta drink White Claw. I gotta drink White Claw while I record. Them IPAs make you a little sluggish.
Anywho, folks. Yes, it's Mania Week. Yay! Everybody's so excited. We get WrestleMania, but it's already been recorded.
I think in here we need to insert that Pee-wee's Playhouse fucking sound effect with all the chairs and everything going crazy like the word was just said. Just to bring the energy up a little bit.
No.
Hey, man, the bottom line is, for what it's worth,
I waved my hands.
Obviously I'm pissy because...
Like you just don't care?
Can I speak?
No.
I don't know. Can you?
No. Fine. Talk about Pee-wee's fucking Playhouse for the next 35 minutes. Go ahead.
Well,
go for it.
Well,
talk about the chairs. Go ahead.
There's Cherry. No, it's not the chairs. It's Cherry. There's only one chair. It's Cherry.
That is true. It is only Cherry.
What was the robot?
Weird as a child.
What was the robot's name?
Fuck if I remember.
Yeah,
I don't know. Zonky. It was Zonky, wasn't it?
I'm going to just say yes. Because you remember way too much of this. I remember like a disembodied genie head or some shit like that.
And then Larry was Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah, I was about to say, I remember Pee-wee Herman and then Larry Fishburne.
And then you had the blonde with the big bejubilees.
And the black male lady. I remember her too.
Was it? Okay. And then the singing flowers.
Black male lady.
Weren't there singing flowers in the thing? And then you had the penny episodes where she had the penny in her eyes. and then you had la 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 connect the dots.
We have sunk to new lows, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody stole my bike.
Isn't the Firefly Funhouse basically the same thing? That's why we all love it so much.
We're just transitioning into mania.
Pee-wee in a rapist mask. That's exactly how this works.
So does the...
Whoa.
Way too deep? Too dark?
All right,
We started talking about Tiger King on the cold open, and that's polyamory and harems and murder, and yet rapist mask is the line. Well, motherfucker, okay, I found the line. Everybody, I found the line. Ben Roethlisberger's not allowed on this podcast. Hey!
The views of Mr. Andrew Belaz do not necessarily represent those of thechairshot.com, Mr. PC Tunney, or Christopher Platt.
Well, I had to do that on a different show earlier this evening to somebody else.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It wasn't Bob, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was DP.
Wow. Yeah. You got him stirred up?
Oh, yeah, the scientist. He's going crazy at home.
Did he go from 2 to 3? That'll work.
Folks, you just have to tune in if you want to know what happened.
Jeez. Must have pissed in his Cheerios. What the fuck?
So, gentlemen, man, let me ask you guys, man, on a scale of 1 to who gives a shit, well, I guess when I say it like that, Andrew, you don't even have to answer. So, PC, on a scale of 1 to who gives a shit, how excited are you for this WrestleMania? Too big. Too big for one night.
I think that all three of us are very excited considering the circumstances, and here's why. It's something new. It's something ongoing. It's something that's happening. It's the only thing in sports. It's the only thing in entertainment. It's the only thing in sports entertainment that is coming out with new content this weekend. We're sitting here, Platt, you and I are sitting here watching right now the Cleveland Cavaliers win Game 7 in Golden State, okay? I'd rather be watching something I hadn't seen before.
I'd rather be watching this than anything.
There's no other show in town, is my point.
This is the greatest game ever. I literally brought a case of champagne and drank it for that whole week.
Andrew, while you may not be looking forward to WWE wrestling, are you looking forward to something different to watch? I mean, it's WrestleMania. It's happening.
Wait a second. Did PC Tunney get replaced with Kurt Angle? What happened to the E?
WWE. Oh, my God. It is Kurt Angle.
It is. It's true. It's damn true.
You set that up perfectly. Bitch, we didn't even know he's wearing a hoodie. But
that's purely coincidental, I'm sure. There's no effing way.
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm going to watch Mania. I'm not overly excited for much of it. Like, Orton and Edge is interesting. Taker and Styles is interesting if Taker finally fucking retires and stops coming out looking fucking like shit more and more every year. And I guess it's interesting to see how the bigger titles flip. But honestly, Mike, you know me. Like, I have attention elsewhere in other continents and other countries. So the Champion Carnival for All Japan is kind of where I'm focusing most of my attention, what I'm excited for. And that starts on the 6th, which is the day after WrestleMania. So, and then that goes on for like a month because it's like All Japan's G. And I don't know, Tani just like had sex with his keyboard and dropped it on the floor. I don't know what that sound was. But
yeah, I don't know. Very, very unprofessional. Very unprofessional. I can't believe that was in here.
God. April Fool's Day, and he just lets everything go out the fucking door. Look at that shit. Thinks he's
you
cool.
You know what, though, Andrew? I'm starting to think in high school you were voted most likely to be on 90 Day Fiancé. Tell me if I'm wrong about this.
No.
Are you familiar with that show?
Because that show didn't exist when I was in high school. Maybe if it did. I was like most likely to be in Road Rules or Real World Road Rules Challenge. You know, Mike was my boy. Yeah, that's how that works.
Nah. You most likely to go to some third world country in the deepest, darkest depths of Western Asia and go find you a bride.
Dude, okay. I live in Jersey. If somebody needs a green card, I don't need to go to a different country. I just got Spanish. And I do love me some Spanish women. Let's get over that. Like, it's not just the Asian persuasion. That's not the point, though. But yeah, so Mania, it hasn't done it for me in a couple years, honestly. Like, I'm not going to shit on it in the respect that I understand that it brings a lot of money. More people watch that than probably every other fucking promotion combined, because it's just a big spectacle. It's a sports spectacle. I get that. I'm not going to like be like it can't equal up to something else. I'm not a moron. But I will say, out of what is there, 16 cards, 16 matches, maybe four have any kind of interest from me, and the rest will just be background noise.
So I'm sure both of you gentlemen are familiar with the very first sitcom trope. The episode where one of the characters has a family recipe, you know, making pies or pastries or something like that. And it's typically the main character that convinces them to start selling them. And they make a little bit of money, but ultimately they overbook themselves. And it's some goofy scenario where they've got to bake 1,500 pies by tomorrow and it's already past midnight. And then all of the characters in the show end up in the kitchen together and shenanigans ensue.
Yeah, they turned that into an entire show called Two Broke Girls.
Where I was going is I feel like
I like that show. I watched that show.
Metaphor. That's great.
I've seen every episode of that show.
Yeah, you've seen three episodes. You've seen every episode of that show.
You're stepping on my
point. Oh, no, let's talk about Two Broke Girls.
You're stepping on my point. You're stepping on my point.
The Blonde is in another show now called The Neighborhood.
I said all that for a reason.
But the brunette is the reason why people watched it.
Kat Dennings. Yeah, she's got big bejubilees again.
That is the bejubilees is why people love them.
Yeah, pot is war. We like bejubilees.
I was going somewhere. See, y'all just going to step on all my gags and whatnot.
You going to the store? Cool.
We thought you quit.
Yeah, you didn't you quit?
God damn it. I did. God damn it.
That's okay. You can come back. It happens.
Pop. Double pop. Little inside joke. Shout out to Britt.
Wow. Yeah. Her and that pet pig. We miss the pig.
We do. We miss Britt and the pig. I miss Britt more than the pig. That's just me. But shout out to her. Anywho. That's how I feel about this main
event. Pot is war. Plat Mrs. Bacon.
No, man, they got turkey bacon, man. I'm good without the swine. I'm fine. Fine, pot is war. I'm fine without the swine. Don't you dare
never
besmirch
the
goddamn name of turkey bacon, sir.
Never be the title of the show.
I mean, turkey bacon's not bad, but it's not bacon.
No,
but
especially
if it's got bacon in the name, I ain't kicking it out of my plate. You know what I mean?
Some caramelized brown sugar all over that bacon.
Oh, no, that's good. But, I mean, I guess I can't really talk with breakfast foods because I'm that motherfucker that likes Scrapple. I think we talked about that like a month or so ago.
We did.
So,
God damn.
So I just have a penchant. I like breakfast. Give me a donut. Give me some scrapple. Give me a breakfast sandwich, some eggs, some bacon, some sausage, some pancakes, some waffles. IHOP is my favorite place to go. After IHOP, I don't hop. I roll.
Yes, because that was much better than
where the fuck can we go from there?
Yeah.
You know what? Do you enjoy like having a smiley face of chocolate chips in your pancakes? Is that like the opener?
Do.
I'll take a coffee and a smiley face chocolate chip pancake, and then come back in 15 minutes, and I'm gonna want some eggs and potatoes.
I ask for whipped cream, and then they go, "Oh, for your coffee?" I'm like, "No, for my pancakes."
Yeah,
like
for the. Oh, you should say no for the nose.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Y'all know what I had out in Arizona, and this is before I stopped eating pork. They had bacon brittle.
Ooh.
And it's as delicious as it sounds. I swear to God, it was one of the greatest things I've ever had. It was like crack. That's how good it was.
So is it legit peanut brittle but with bacon instead, or is it something a little different? Okay.
No, that's exactly what it is.
I was just checking. That sounds awesome.
You got the sweet and the savory and the salty. Whoo, boy. My mega head pop off.
You're going to have to go back to swine after that?
I can't go back to swine, man. I would blow my asshole out if I tried to eat some pig right now.
For some bacon brittle?
Nah, man. I would literally blow my asshole out if I ingested some swine at this point. It's been that long. It's been 5 years. It'll be 5 years in October.
All right, then take some castor oil or whatever you need to do just to kind of make sure it doesn't hurt.
Next time you go out to breakfast, you have the eggs and the potatoes, and you incorporate one piece of bacon.
Okay, so are you melon farmers going to break quarantine to come hand me toilet paper while I am on the toilet for the next 15 hours?
I couldn't spare a square.
Precisely. Precisely. Amber will murder you both. Amber will feed you melon farmers to the tiger, because she's going to be here cleaning up the mess after what you melon farmers started.
I don't know. That's got to say something about you, too. If you had some bacon and then you just start shitting all over
One piece of bacon at the diner and Amber's got to clean up your fucking shit in the bathroom?
What is it, like bag rape or whatever the fuck it was? And just comes right out immediately, go on the wall.
I think it was maybe 2 years ago now, maybe a year and a half or something like that. We got a pizza from this spot that we go to, and it's like a big deal because downtown is like 30 miles from us, so it's a big deal when we go there, and it's kind of cute. I'll feed Amber in the car while she's driving and whatnot.
Oh, see, like eating pizza in the car is fine for Platt, but when it's me, I got a fucking hooker and we're fucking doing weird shit with the pizza last week, right? Fuck you, Balls. Fuck you.
Because he's incorporating the pizza. You needed the pizza afterwards or something like that. I don't know. You need the pizza to finish. He starts with the pizza. He's a classy motherfucker.
I'm calling a pizza protest.
Anywho.
Does it deliver?
We're going to find out. It's a protest. It's under protest.
It better be contactless. This is COVID, motherfucker.
You know what? Fuck it. Fine. I don't care. I don't care. Fine.
You're getting dominated today.
Yes, I am. And not in a good way.
Is any way a good way for you? You don't seem like a power bottom, buddy. Not that there's anything wrong
New for Christmas 2020, power bottom buddies. Get your power bottom buddy now.
It's like the old buddy, the power bottom buddy. It's a teddy bear dressed like Ultimate Warrior.
This has been the shortest Potus War episode ever. 23 minutes. Hit it, Carly.
Thank you all for tuning in to Potus War. Yes, there you go. Yes, shit. I don't even know how to get back to Mania. We're so far off in the weeds. I don't even know how to get back there.
I mean, we taped it. We don't even go anywhere. We can't.
Gronk.
What about? He Gronk. Might be a power bottom. Gronk down for anything. Gronky dead bird leg.
Most of his career, he's been a tight end.
Whoa! See where you're going with that.
I told you I'd get us back to WrestleMania.
Gronk didn't actually get to host it in Tampa because now that Brady's down there, you think Gronk would have come out of retirement just to join the Bucks to be with Brady one more time?
No.
You think that was the big reveal?
No. Actually, no, when it comes when it comes to Gronk, football-wise, sorry, for a series, if I could be Lance Storm for a minute, I think that that dude is seriously injured bad, and I've heard interviews where he's, like, thrilled not to be in pain anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, have you seen him since he's got off the juice? This guy had to have lost, what, 20, 30, 40 pounds? Like, he's not in
football. The same thing. Like, he's lost a lot of muscle.
Well, it's all the weight and muscle, like you say, that they need to keep on the body. You know, I mean, put that on your joints all the time through 16-game seasons for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. It's why the NFL career is less than 3 years.
But that's what happens with the football players. It's funny. They get skinnier when they retire because you see, like, what's the man, Howie Long? He's my size now. But they get skinnier. But then wrestlers and basketball players, they all get round, you know, because of all the cardio involved in those sports.
That is true.
Yeah. I just always thought that was funny to me. My brother and I used to talk about that all the time.
Or then you get other wrestlers like The Rock who just, like, swole the fuck up. And, like, Adam Rose, who's apparently, like, this big, buff, fucking Braun Strowman-looking motherfucker now. Have you seen those pictures in the last couple, last couple months? He resurfaced looking fucking big and burly with a huge fucking beard and shit like that.
No, I mean, with The Rock, you know, that's his gimmick. Plus, he's Samoan, so he got to stay on top of that shit anyway because it can go south very quickly for them.
Yeah, we seen Rikishi, we know.
Shoot, it break all of them.
Well, that's the story, too, about Roman Reigns and that's the Usos. Is that Umaga came down to Florida and pulled their asses out of the bar, and they were all about, you know, 270, 280 at that point.
I thought that was the Usos.
I believe Roman was 280, but I don't think
it was. Was it not Roman? It was. I thought Roman. Maybe it wasn't Roman. I know it was the Usos for sure.
Yeah, I know the Usos. And Roman might have been that big, though. He was a, what, defensive lineman?
He was. About 275, 280. I could see him being like 260, 270. Especially since, you know, his brother was Rosie. So that was a big boy. So he has that to look forward to if he doesn't keep up with the fucking, you know, gym and everything. So I could definitely see Roman being pushing 300 at some point.
All right, we're talking about Roman, we're talking about Braun, we're talking about big guys. Let's talk about the main thing for WrestleMania. The biggest question right now is, we're recording before Friday Night SmackDown. Let's talk about the only thing that's really to talk about is, how are they going to transition this away from Roman versus Goldberg? Because on TV, as far as like it being a television show, right? It's not real life, it's a television show. On the television show, they haven't told you that Roman is not wrestling yet, right? How do they get their plan? How are they going to get there? Are they going to tell you Friday night? Are they just going to be real about it? Or are they going to make an angle happen on Saturday or Sunday?
I don't really think you could do an angle, Tunny, because everybody knows what it is at this point, man. I think that would be insulting the fans' intelligence if you tried to do an angle. I would like to think they would do some type of insert into the show on Friday to explain why Roman's not going to be there. But hell, maybe they think they can sell some pay-per-views by having Roman and Goldberg still advertised and then card subject to change, brother, when it actually happens. But I think everybody that's going to watch this show already knows what it is. So, yeah, I would like to think that they would put something in there to let us know, this ain't happening. Even though that story is bizarre as well. I mean, I've kind of pieced it together a little bit. I guess the Mick came in and he was sick and that pissed off the Usos. And that's when Roman said, oh, yeah, this ain't going to work for me, brother. Or he said, all right, I'm going to head out. Which, frankly, this whole thing, man, this whole thing has been such a cluster. I mean, hindsight is always the best vision, but it does seem like the best idea was probably just to cancel Mania this year. But I can't eat their lunch about it because this is uncharted territory for everybody. We're all trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Like, I have to imagine there's not too many people that are still alive that were alive during the Black Plague. So none of us really knows what's happening or what's going on, and we're trying to figure it out. So I'm not going to be mad at them for doing it. They're going to try to spin it like, oh, well, we're providing entertainment and nobody else is here. And partly true, because I'm going to watch it because I have nothing else to watch. I'm going to go get my pizza and my vodka, and I'm going to sit down and watch WrestleMania and be pissed that I'm not there at Raymond James Stadium. Think about how Cena feels right now. And I really feel bad for people like the Delicious Rhea Ripley and the Street Profits, you know, acts that this was going to be their first Mania. And now this is their first Mania. You know what I mean? Or even a Cena. I mean, if I'm Cena, I'm thinking, shit, the only reason I agreed to do this shit is because Raymond James Stadium is down the street from the crib. Now, what the fuck? I got to go to Orlando and be in a fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse match? What the fuck, man?
I mean, at least Orlando is not too much further away, so it's not like you had to fly to a whole different state or a whole different country. But I don't know.
I'm just going to no-sell all of my material today, huh? That's just what this is. Well, here, Pride is War, the no-selling plan. The no-sell,
yes.
Andrew, answer the question in this light, then. How much are the endings going to be changed because of the big rubs you wanted to get over on people? Like, do you still see Brock Lesnar losing the title this weekend? You know, things of that nature, like... Do these endings to these matches change because you can't give someone a giant rub in front of 80,000 people?
I mean, God damn it. Yeah, that could have been worded better. But
yeah, they don't call me the deacon for nothing, baby.
Oh boy. I mean, boom. That's also assuming the endings were going to follow, you know, traditional logic of, like, you know, baby faces going over, happy endings, or, you know, McMahon not wanting to do his usual again, McMahon.
Can you guys get your minds up?
You started it last week.
Hey,
you know what you said last week. You started it.
Not me. I just said it. You thought it. Who's the dirty one?
Yeah. We ain't talking about rich men's wives' faces right now, okay? So...
That's a fair point.
Number one, I said powerful, not necessarily rich.
Yes,
but you did go, say powerful. Go on, Bless.
Oh, what the fuck was I even saying? Oh yeah, that was just if the finishes were what we assume them to be, they could change. They could have always changed. That doesn't matter necessarily. I could definitely see things like Goldberg not losing just because they want to have the Roman Goldberg blow off, and it has to be Roman that takes it off of him because Roman's supposed to be, you know, the next guy. That I could get. Lesnar, if Lesnar was going to lose, Lesnar's going to lose. I don't think that one's changing. But I don't know. Like, trying to say they're going to change it is kind of like when people say that fan influence changed Daniel Bryan winning, you know, the belt at 30 or whatever the fuck that was, when apparently there's other people that say that was always the plan, but they just made you think that the fans had something to say about it and changed the perception of Daniel Bryan to the upper brass. So some of it's WWE playing the game, and some of it's them just being assholes and changing it, and who the fuck knows? I guess that's most of the reason we watch.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fair point, man. I still don't know that one. This is just a cluster, though. And I know I just said so everybody take a shot. But this is just a super duper cluster at this point, and they're limping to the finish line and probably just trying to get over with this and then figure it out from there. As far as outcomes, I don't know, man. Nobody knows. They've probably, if they were smart, they probably recorded two or three of them so spoilers couldn't get out. I will say this, though. Randy Orton versus Edge, which has undoubtedly been the best built Mania match, regardless of circumstances or situations, this actually has the opportunity to be better in an empty arena. Think back to the Boiler Room Brawl at WrestleMania, or excuse me, at SummerSlam 96, or the halftime heat, the original halftime heat. The Boiler Room Brawl was the shit. You bite your tongue. Or the original halftime heat with Mick Foley and The Rock. Those were two highly entertaining empty arena pre-recorded matches. I think that match is going to fall in the same vein. Now, other than that, it's getting weird, y'all. It's getting really weird watching this wrestling with no audience. And I didn't realize just how important the audience was. It really is a symbiotic relationship. The audience gets on my nerves sometimes and they kind of go overboard and want to get themselves over. But they are a very integral part to this whole thing because it's getting weird. And they're not putting on AEW, WWE, everybody else. They're not putting on bad shows per se. It's just weird.
I think it depends on who's performing for how weird it comes off. Because there's certain ones where it doesn't really matter too much. And kind of like tonight, Shotzi Blackheart, and I think the women had this big gauntlet match. That didn't really seem like that would have been affected one way or the other, aside from when Shotzi does her little wolf howl and you hear the other people howl with her, like pop, because she lasted so long in the gauntlet match. But I'm pretty sure I heard the brother say something during DWI, because I pointed it out to him last week on NXT, when Roddy Strong came out to the Undisputed Era entrance and tried to do the boom himself and the mic and the fucking ring mics and the camera was too close, and you just hear him and his little whiny Roddy Strong voice say boom and try to act cool. That came off fucking corny as shit. Came off really lame. And any way that he could have been cool was just ruined by him doing that thing. So certain things it adds overall, generally speaking, we all know I watch Japanese wrestling and they're very polite. So the crowd sometimes makes no noise or sits on their hands, or sometimes it's like there is no crowd depending on what the match is. So it doesn't hurt me too much, except with certain things like that where it's more character driven shticks that need some kind of interaction to boost them up.
Let me pull back the curtain real quick here. Andrew, just so you know, with your seniority, the schedule is perfect for you. Regardless of whether or not DWI gets recorded before Pot is War, it means it's a one-way street between you and your brother, because Pot is War comes up before DWI for all the people out there in listener land. So your brother cannot steal from you. You can only steal from your brother.
Oh, that's good to know. All right, so I'll have to save that for later, so I don't necessarily peel back the curtain too far. So any redundancy wouldn't be look bad on him. Nice, I like that.
Yeah, you could save it and put it right in to your beard next to that piece of toast you got hanging out there.
It's extra buttery. I like
that. So y'all just going to totally just no-sell everything I say today, huh? Is that just the theme? I know they can't all be winners, goddammit, but they ain't all been duds either.
Can you hear him?
What did you want us to talk about?
Can you hear him? Is his microphone on mute?
What?
Word. Okay.
Oh, is this technical difficulties?
We're moving on up to the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky. Now you have no choice but to hear me.
Well,
you know why? Because fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
Which I never understood that, because fish totally fries in the kitchen, but whatevs.
That's the only place I've ever fried fish is in the fucking kitchen. And I never made beans on the grill.
Yeah, me neither.
When they slip through the cracks.
I'm assuming you don't put each individual bean on the grill.
You can make yourself an aluminum foil bowl and put them on top of the grill.
I love how this always comes back to the cooking show.
Yeah, Pot is War, not a cooking show.
A Christian cooking show. So it's always religion and cooking at different points. It's beautiful.
Well, that's not true, man. Sometimes it's black shit, too.
What, you trying to say you can't cook your religion?
Pot is War. Sometimes it's black shit, too. Yeah, there it is. They just jump at me. It's like some people look at numbers and they see colors and it helps them see them. Like me, it just, like titles just come at me.
You know, now obviously when
what
we're
what was it again? I forgot. Pot is War, it's black shit too. That's right.
But now when we're done with the Mania talk, I guess we have to talk about the New Jack episode of Dark Side, right? Just because it's black shit too.
Well, fair enough. Touche. I do want to touch on the New Jack episode, but
way to be a stereotypical white guy, Andrew.
You know what? Maybe it was the NAACP told me something, like to try to tell New Jack something, and now Chris can go off on his own New Jack rant, because I can't say most of those words. Even though apparently neither could New Jack. I think New Jack confused the shit out of the censor for fucking, because it was an F-bomb, it was an MF-bomb, it was the N-word, but they didn't always beep everything. It's like every other F, every other N, sometimes there was an F and an N, but then it's just like, I think the guy gave up halfway through his sentences, don't you?
That's exactly what happened. He just said, "F it." It comes down as it comes out.
He's like, "God damn it!"
Maybe the feud we always missed was Sid Vicious and New Jack.
Oh my god! Holy shit! Half a mind, psychotic motherfucker. Wow.
I think he's talking about, he's bringing up the stabby stuff. I think that's where he's trying to go with there. Yeah. PC, is that where you're trying to go with that, the stabby stuff?
No, I was going with the I have half the brain you have.
Okay, that's where I was going with it. Because the funny thing is, if Sid Vicious broke his ankle in a New Jack match, how much you want to bet New Jack would have broke that ankle further and just beat the shit out of him with his own boot?
You might have, yeah.
He would have pulled that handsaw out of nowhere and just cut his fucking leg off.
I would actually pay to see that fight, man, because, you know, Sid Vicious ain't no small dude, man. So he can't be a hoe just, you know, based on his size in general. But New Jack is just crazy as cat shit. Can we make that happen? Can we put a GoFundMe together to get New Jack and Sid Vicious to fight just somewhere in the streets during quarantine?
Quick, I think we need a different perspective on this. Tunney, how tough are softball players?
Oh, dude, it's big brawls. Some big brawls, man.
So
No, I can tell you some stories off the air. Like, on the field, there's been some couple whoppers in the last half dozen years. But, dude, at the bars, oh, man. You watch your ass.
Advantage?
I'm sorry?
Even money, or Sid's got the advantage?
Oh, no, Sid would get his ass kicked.
Oh yeah, always go for crazy, man. And when it comes down to it, always bet on crazy.
Scott Steiner will be watching on the sideline doing math, snapping chicken bones.
You bet he'll have a heart attack before he can get involved.
What is that on the sideline?
Wow!
Just the adrenaline will get him.
Wow!
All he did was talk on the TNA show, and apparently walking back, I'm sorry, he threw one clothesline to Joey Ryan, and I guess Joey Ryan's penis must have flipped back and gave him whiplash or like hit him in the head or something. And then it could have been an aneurysm. Who knows, man? Joey Ryan's dick is dangerous.
Penis power is real, folks.
There we go. What
Nobody
the fuck
has
was
any...
he?
Coke. Nobody Coke? Has any. Coke? I was going to say coherent thoughts.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say Coke. Oh, dude, if this was Pot is War now on Coke, that'd be awesome. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my
Christ.
God.
Finally. We
found I don't know if the world could handle something like that.
No. Finally, we have something that New Jack and Andrew have in common. Speaking of Coke and New Jack, I too have a New Jack story that I can't tell on the air.
But he just had a whole document.
Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, no, not me. It's not me. It's not my story. No, New Jack and I have never done coke.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure?
That would have been great.
Yes, because I've never done coke.
Oh.
So I certainly didn't do it with New Jack.
That's a fair point.
Maybe you just did it that one time and it didn't count because it was with New Jack.
No.
What makes it not count? Just because it was a New Jack?
New Jack.
A New Jack, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
I feel like that would count more if it was with New Jack.
License registration. Never mind. You're with New Jack.
That would actually be great if the cop just pulls you over and be like, do you know why I pulled you? Oh, shit, it's New Jack. Have a good day, sir. I'm not going to search you. I was wrong. This is me. I'm wrong. I'm going to look at my dash cam and my little pocket cam. I was wrong. Sorry. Have a nice day, New Jack. And then you just drive off. New Jack is just like the ultimate get out of jail free card. Wow. Yeah. This is fantastic. New Jack should make his own Monopoly game. He would be the get out of jail free card. New Jack Monopoly.
Maybe that's what we should do. The chair shot should come up with their own wrestling Monopoly game. And there you go. We started with the get out of jail free card. That's how we ended up deciding we wanted to put out our own chair shot board game.
That's actually the entire chance pile is it's just labeled New Jack. Because, you know, everything with him is a fucking chance. So, and community chest would be Sunny. So there we go. We figured it out. That's the beginning of the wrestling-themed Monopoly game. With
so,
New
like,
Jack.
Park Place and Boardwalk are going to be like Trump Place and Million Dollar Man Walk.
Oh, could be, could be. Or we could just go with Turner and McMahon or something like that.
Heath Slater and his kids are hanging out around Baltic Avenue.
That's what I was going to say.
Mediterranean, like Baltic.
Yeah, the properties when you first pass go, that'd be like 125th Street in Harlem or something like that. You know, going with the wrestling theme.
But we can't make it Harlem Heat because they're actually a good team. So we'd have to make it like Heath Slater and Rhino or Heath Slater's kids. Some shit like that. That's fantastic.
Jesse and Festus.
Oh, that's even better.
Biscuits and gravy. It really turns me on.
That's it. Free parking is Heath Slater's kids because they just keep piling up. And if you play with the rule that, you know, every time you hit free parking, you got to put some money in for the next person kind of thing. There you go. Or pass free. I haven't played fucking Monopoly in a while. I know what I meant to say though.
We all know where IRS lands on the board.
And I guess instead of railroads, it's four horsemen.
There you go.
See, I was thinking. Like that. All right, we're doing the championships, but that could work.
This is actually a very interesting thing to do. We're coming up with wrestling Monopoly. You can have you could have like Smoky Mountain Wrestling around the Tennessee and properties, the yellow ones right before free parking.
Yeah, the Kentucky Avenue and all. No. Yeah, that's different. Never mind. Ohio Valley Wrestling, like, you know, Indiana Avenue. What was it? Ohio Avenue, Kentucky Avenue.
That works. I like that.
What about Waterworks and the Electric Company?
Do we just go completely not clever and just make a WWF and WCW, or do we want to go for another like maybe Flair and Hogan? Like, are we keeping with people or entities, or where are we going with that?
Dusty Rhodes' father's plumbing company, and
ooh, I like that.
And High Voltage Electric Company.
That might work. Maybe High Voltage is a little bit of a stretch. Could always just do Macho Man. We could always do the Macho Man. Oh yeah, because that's Voltage. That's electric.
I see the wheels spinning over there. Platt looks like I got an idea.
Maybe Waterworks could be Surfer Sting or the Dynamic Dudes or something like that, or the Hollywood Blondes. You know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like that one. What the fuck?
So, did anybody actually watch the new Jack Dark Side of the Ring, by the way, other than myself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all
right. Tony, did you watch it, buddy?
No, I've been shaking my head the entire time.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was just at us or at the question.
Yeah, that would at both of you to answer the question and say, go ahead and have a conversation about it since you've already watched it.
You know, you're already talking, so shaking your head on an audio thing isn't really helpful, buddy. Like, you know, I was giving you a second to respond to, but no. But all right. Anyway, New Jack. So did you learn anything necessarily new? Or was it just did it just go on the crazy and like maybe flesh out a couple points here or there that we already kind of knew about?
No, I didn't learn anything new. You know, those Dark Side of the Rings are always done very well. I wish they would have dove a little bit more to his background and his childhood, but I kind of get the feeling that New Jack's childhood and upbringing is kind of like the Joker's, where in it's multiple choice. So, yeah, I don't know about that. And that little person that said that Jack got him a gig with WWE because he didn't snitch on him, I have a hard time believing that as well. I mean, my man still had a VCR, bro. Like,
I know. All this pussy he got in the early 2000s and how famous he was. And I'm like, it looks like he's still living in like his ma's house in like his kid bedroom or some shit like that with his fucking tiny ass fucking DVR kind of screen or whatever the fuck it is. And a VHS. Oh, yeah.
He definitely got a room with a family member. That's it. Yeah, that's definitely what his living situation is.
He tried
is.
To make it out to be like, look, I was huge. I got all this pussy because of New Jack, and because I turned on the mass transit kid, New Jack hooked me up. I don't know how he did it, I don't think New Jack did it. That's what
no. New Jack couldn't even hook himself up, man. So how is he going to get you, your little ass, into the WWE?
You know, if it was anybody, it was probably Heyman, since Heyman was always in Vince's pocket for a long time, since everybody said that. So it's pretty much believable. I don't know how you feel about it, but I pretty much believe that. So Heyman's probably like, yeah, he did a solid for us and got New Jack out of hot water. How about you just do something with him? And he comes on as fucking like this tag team or whatever.
What about the one brother that had the wrestling organization, but he was also an R&B singer on the side? Talk about New Jack Cook.
That's being really nice and loose with words of R&B singer. And I love how New Jack could cook. What was he good at cooking? Pasta. Motherfucker, I could cook pasta. What the hell are you getting at? You fucking just make sure the noodles get a little limp and then you're good. He's like, it was always good. How high are you right now? Everything tastes good when you're fucking stoned.
But I mean, New Jack he's a fascinating character. So anything that I will consume, any sort of content that involves New Jack whatsoever, I just find him utterly fascinating. As a matter of fact, it was about maybe 10, probably more like 12, 13 years ago. There was this shoot video online, and I don't even know if it's still up. If you can find it, go out of your way to find it. But it's New Jack, Honky Tonk Man, and the Iron Sheik sitting around in a hotel room just talking shit. You know what I mean? It's phenomenal. Obviously, it's total train wreck television, mm-hmm. but it's phenomenal. Go out your way to find it if you can find it online. It's like 3 hours long. And I guess New Jack had the plug because Sheik is over there fiending. This is when he was, you know, at his worst. Sheik uh-huh. is over there fiending. Every 5 minutes, he's asking Jack where the guy at. You know, Sheik needs his medicine. Sheik needs his medicine. You know.
I mean, it's we've all seen the kayfabe commentaries where New Jack is talking to Sean, and then Sean brings out like the fake drug bags for people to figure. Oh, who's this remind you of? Who's this remind you of? New Jack nearly breaks his fucking fingers trying to get into like the pill bottle or like the fake bag of weed that's not even weed. It's like, dude, what? It's not fucking real. Calm down. What the hell? New Jack is great. I also love all his shit with Cornette, because you can tell Cornette actually likes him as a person.
Yeah, but he just has
issues when it comes to some of the wrestling stuff. It's great.
That's the thing. Yes, he spoke in such, it was reverence. Like you picked up on it because I picked up on the same thing. Like, he mm-hmm. doesn't have a problem with Jack at all whatsoever. Yes, he does like him. And he likes the fact that he was able to go out there and get heat like that, because Cornette's just an old school wrestling guy like that. He'll say whatever, you know, you got to say to get some heat. So, of course, he respected his talent.
I think Cornette just respected the lack of a filter, where he'd be like, go piss off white people. And then he knew exactly what to say. And it's like, damn, that's good. I love his fact that he
seems to love him too.
I mean, Sandman got his ass in some hot water recently too, so I guess this came out nicely to rebuild his image a little bit after that whole female wrestling main eventing kind of thing, where he was on like this whole like antiquated misogynistic rant that they were like trying to cancel Sandman a couple months ago. And now it's like, oh no, Sandman's cool with Jack, so maybe we should be just like the cop from a couple scenes ago. Like, just leave him alone. Oh, Sandman's cool with Jack. It's your friends? All right, we're good. We're good. Sandman, we're good. Don't worry about it. Don't call Jack.
And shout out to Mustafa, allegedly out here smoking pencil shavings. What the hell, man?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Like, I thought it was crazy when I was in high school and people thought it was cool to like put embalming fluid in joints and smoke that. But I'm like that's stupid. But pencil shaving, that could be worse because that's sharp. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, if you inhale the wrong way, it's just going to fucking catch you. And it's like, fucking stupid. Fucking stupid.
You want to know what's really stupid watching this Cavs game? They're wearing the fucking t-shirt jerseys.
Who cares?
Like, that's ridiculous. Who wants sleeves on your fucking... Like, dude, would you really want sleeves when you're playing basketball?
Bruh, it's just... Man, we grew up wearing sleeves playing basketball, man. What are you talking about? You didn't wear a t-shirt to the court? Well, no, you just did shirts and skins your whole life.
I was gonna say that he skins all day. That's what it is. You can tell.
I wore a sleeveless t-shirt.
Now, see, he wore that hoodie for the last like 20 years, and he just take it off. But there wasn't always a Kurt Angle shirt under it. He just be like, "It's skins time, baby. It's Tunney time."
I never mind it being a skin. I'll be agree to that. But I would say the always sleeveless. Gotta have the mobility.
You know what it is, Tony. That yeah, I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear what he said. Or what
you did. You did. God damn it!
But you know what it is, Tony. It's just another way to sell some more jerseys. You know. And I mean, I always wore shirts. Even when I had on a jersey, man, I would wear a t-shirt underneath the jersey just because I was insecure about my arms because they were shaped like pipe cleaners.
Yeah, I had to show off the guns.
Oh, excuse me. I was cut, but yeah, they weren't very large. They weren't 24-inch pythons.
I don't know about that, dude.
Word.
I guess we're not all Tunney. That's what that comes into. We're not all Tunney. We don't always like to go to the gun show.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, man, but go out of your way.
Oh, my God, DPP, is that you?
I'm just going to stop talking, man, since you melon farmers ain't going to let me get a word in edgewise this episode. I'm just going to stop talking. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves?
So instead of edgewise, you want to go for Christian because it is a Christian podcast? You want to go Randy Orton because that's topical if you can't go edge? Good.
Well done. There's a nice triangle you created there. Really liked
it. It wasn't quite a death triangle because Pac and Phoenix and Pentagon weren't on this week, but I'll try harder next time.
Hey, Jericho had a really nice promo again with Vanguard One. This time at his estate from the hot tub.
Yeah!
Thank God we got to that! That was my most pressing issue I wanted to get to tonight. So, Platt, come on back in here. You're part of the show. You are. You can be if you want to.
No,
you're not. You're not a very important part of the show, but you can come on back in. Yeah, that's fine. It's all good. Who wears pants in the hot tub? I mean, you wear sleeves on the basketball court, but who wears pants in the hot tub? This is a good transition. See how this show is coming together?
Yes, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy these last 10.3 seconds to myself.
I think you're going to win.
This is literally will be the last time in my lifetime that Cleveland sports win anything. So
sleeves and all, they're going to raise the trophy. Sleeves and all, they're going to raise the trophy all the way over their head. Even with them sleeves, they're going to make it happen.
So you think Jericho just went to the same kind of Taylor, the mind of thinking that the whole Cavs went for their championship thing? So they wanted sleeves, he wanted pants. You think he's insecure? Is that what it is?
I don't understand how they couldn't get him a pair of goddamn shorts to wear in the fucking jacuzzi out there.
Yeah, or something that just looks more normal. Unless that was just part of the joke, because of how campy it is, I guess. But that was so ridiculous. You're seeing him walk out with the bandana around his fucking neck and fucking full fucking jeans or whatever.
It was part of the joke.
I really like the part where he put the t-shirt right on the Vanguard One, though. I mean, that was a great part, and it flew away, and then he chased after it down on the pier.
And he's just like, hey, let's go, elbow to propeller, that's it, social distancing, you're in? And then he stole his fucking t-shirt after he called the hounds. Those were some vicious-looking hounds. Chris, do you like dogs?
Just hit me up when it's time.
I thought the dogs were really vicious-looking, actually.
Yeah, especially that little fucking Pomeranian, or where the fuck it was at the end, yeah.
Hey, MVP, you want to jump in here? Come on.
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. Just hit me up when it's time to close it out.
I think you could add some really salient points to this topic, though. Are you sure you don't want to chime in?
I think I could, too, but you melon farmers won't let me talk.
How does it make you feel?
Like punching you in the face.
Are you gonna break quarantine for that?
How does that make you feel?
If I'm gonna break quarantine, it sure shit ain't gonna be to go to Milwaukee. All right, no offense. Yeah. Be offended.
I'm having fun tonight.
I'm glad somebody is. I had all these notes and all these salient points that I wanted to make regarding WrestleMania and what WWE can do and about how they've got the perfect opportunity to hit the reset button and how crazy New Jack is and all this stuff. Everything. You've ruined it. You ruined everything I had to talk about. And any possibility of this being a decent show. So congratulations, fellas. Bra-fucking-o.
I mean, I think it's an accomplishment, don't you think so, Tony?
I think we'll still get nominated again this year.
Silly of me to think that this was going to be a good episode. That's my bad. That's my fault.
Yeah, you're wrong, because this is a great episode. It's not just good, it's great. Fantastic. Really?
I'll be honest with you. I think if we just name it Petty Bickering, people are really going to listen.
Pencil shavings and penis measuring? Is that what they should be?
Common space, it's Friday black shit, too.
And black shit, too. It's not fair. Holy, that's like using Christ. A number 9 pencil and we've only got number 2s.
Holy Christ. All jokes aside, though, man, how are you guys coping with this whole social distancing thingamabobber?
I mean, it is what it is. You can clearly tell, you know, when you go places that people are very aware. At the same time, I'm going to work, and people that I work retail, I'm not going to go in depth any farther. But you still get that group of people that come out and they're there because they don't have anything to do and they walk around, and that's what you shouldn't be doing. And not only that, but they touch everything. And it's like, you obviously don't get it, right? Like, it could be your grandma next. It could be your grandpa next. It could be your dad next. It could be your son next. It could be your cousin next. It could be your neighbor next, you know? The deeper we get into this, the more it's the really young and the older and compromised. But that doesn't mean that it can't be someone that you know. Like real life that you know that you're not going to see anymore.
Bruh, my sister needs to go sit her ass down. Number one, she's 51. She has COPD. And her and my brother-in-law, they have a church. So up until, what, last week, they were still holding church services. And she's still going out. Like, they're still doing Bible study at the church and shit like that. I was talking to my mom, who's staying with them right now on Monday. And they had a couple over there. They were doing couples counseling and shit like that. So I'm like, so not only are you putting yourself in jeopardy, you're also putting my 70-something-year-old diabetic COPD mother at risk as well. Just keep your ass at the house.
Yeah, that's the big rub right there, that they're putting your mother at risk. Because, I mean, I could almost make an excuse for your sister, because there are a lot of people that use religion and faith as a way to cope and get through this kind of thing. So in their mind, it's essential to be there for people, or to still have Bible study, or to still have their faith to turn to. Now, that's not me, but I can understand it. You know what I mean? But the fact that she's in that close of contact with your mother, and we, you know, even we've talked here on the show, like, we know she's got some health issues. You don't want to expose her to any more shit than she has to be exposed to. So that's the fucked up part right there. Like, if it wasn't for that situation, I could almost give your sister a pass, because there's people that believe in the power of faith and prayer and religious, like, togetherness as a way to cope. And that's something they do. I can't really judge them for that, because who the fuck knows how much is, you know, the man upstairs kind of plan on things and science, or just dumb luck. So I can only judge so far, but your mother is the big liability right there that makes her actions stupid as fuck.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, you know, and hell, you could do church via Skype or Zoom or something like that. Hell, Creflo Dollar set up GoFundMe, so you could still get them tithes. Like, you know, Jesus don't stop spending. just because the world did, you know. That jet ain't going to pay for itself, goddammit.
The Venmo collection plate right there. I love it.
Hustle's going to hustle, man.
Venmo collection plate.
All right, so just because I feel like we're winding down a little bit, we're on a little bit of the religion topic, and it was something that came up in our text, and it's a little apropos. So when it comes down to other wrestling going on that y'all were slightly interested in because of Twitter's reaction and other things, Pro Wrestling Noah had their Global Honored Crown GHC Heavyweight Championship match between Kazuyuki Fujita and Goshi Ozaki, and it started.
God bless you.
I watched it.
I don't actually watch it. That surprised the shit out of me. But it started with legit a 30-minute stare down. The only movement was Fujita kind of going from corner to corner, but they never broke gaze. And it was something that you could really only do in an empty arena, and something that really kind of came off like a samurai duel kind of thing. And it had some suspense, but to me personally, and me being the Japanese pro wrestling guy, it went on a little too fucking long, but at least the match after that saved it and the story was interesting. Now, you guys being less into the scene, what was your take on it? And is this or is this not the perfect formula for Goldberg to get a 60-minute Broadway with Braun Strowman?
They're showing the, you know, the trophy presentation now. Shout out to Rich Paul, by the way. We sold him his house, and now he acts like he doesn't know us.
Mm-hmm. Let me even bring
that's a Platt, shoot. By the way, that's a shoot.
Let me even bring Platt back in here because
I don't know who Rich Paul is. I get it.
Something that
is
you
your rich
said
man named Paul
really piqued my interest is what if something like this was done with a full arena of rabid fans? How many times from booing to cheering to booing back to cheering would happen in that amount of time?
Nah, with a group of fans there, you would have lost them and you would have never got them back.
At some point, they would have come back and been like, yeah, they're still going. And then they would have got lazy again and they would have booed. It would have been like, they would have started booing probably around the 3-4 minute mark. Then they would have started cheering probably around the 13 minute mark. They would have booed again around the 18 minute mark. And then they would have cheered them out as they finished it off around 27 all the way to 30. They would have cheered the last 3 minutes.
Is this a Western fan group that you're thinking of? Or
this is
Japanese?
anywhere wrestling fans in the world.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a Japanese crowd throw around a beach ball.
Okay, America.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do that, man, because, you know, stupid Americans, us, and, you know, other fan groups, it's like apples and orangutans. You know what I mean? there is no comparison.
I bet like apples. Let's talk about that.
Let's not and say we did. But so they did the whole 31-minute stare down, to be exact. I didn't like this shit. I thought it was goofy. I understand what they were going for. And, you know, Balls, you brought it up in the chat. They were going for that, you know, samurai showdown type of gimmick. But, nah. But now, the thing is, once they actually started wrestling, it was a really fun match. It really was. It started out with some mat wrestling, and it led into some nice brawling. And it's probably the best match I've seen since the quarantine. Which it wins that spot from Kenny Omega and Sammy Guevara, who held the spot for literally a week. But it was a fun match. Match of the year, I certainly wouldn't go that far. But it was fun for what it was. And, you know, like I tried to talk about earlier, and before I was so rudely interrupted multiple times by multiple people, I can't eat. See, I wish I had a mute button. But anywho, I can't eat people's lunches.
You can wish
in
one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to smear the shit all over my screen so I have to see either one of your mugs.
Yeah, anywho, and we won't have to see you and you'll have shit on your computer. Woo!
Yeah, I lose that one. But
you're having a bad night, my
but
friend.
But I mean, you know, I am, man.
I love you.
But I mean, people...
But you're having a bad night.
I love you all too, but blow me. But people are trying different things with this empty arena shit, and I understand why they're trying different things, and I can't be mad at them for trying different things. And it's just a lot of this shit ain't hitting, but at least they're trying.
No, I agree with you there. And it's nice when there's the effort that was visible. Like, that was part of my issue with, like, Raws and SmackDowns for those couple weeks, that they just felt a little more phoned-in than even AEW or some of the Japanese stuff that I noticed that was doing empty arena things. But I like it when they're actually trying something different. And the Noah match, though, that is more my scene, and I understand it. I still didn't love it. I still definitely could have went with about 20 minutes less of just standing in the middle of nowhere staring at each other. Went a little long for my taste, but the match was still good. I did definitely like, you know, the mat wrestling was good. So that was weird, and maybe that's just me, but going from doing nothing for 30 minutes to then kind of keeping him in, like, a submission hold for, like, another one or two, did that feel like it just started off too slow to you guys, or how did you take that? Or did you just appreciate the fact that there was something?
Well, number one, have you all ever noticed how NBA Commissioner Adam Silver looks oddly like Tony Dungy? Number two...
He's a really white Tony Dungy, but you're right.
But number two, I didn't mind it because I miss that about modern wrestling sometimes. And I mean, it does happen still from time to time, but, you know, the wrestling that I grew up watching, that was the natural progression. Like, we forget that it is wrestling. So the fact that they actually started out with wrestling and then it built to the Pier 6 brawl, I dig that. I like that in my wrestling matches. I like when they start out with actual wrestling. I get where you're coming from. I didn't even think about it like that because they spent all that time staring at each other and then they had a traditional wrestling match. You know what I mean? I get that, but I liked it. I really did. And what about that kick that old boy hit not Okada with on the floor? Like, it looked like he really hit him and kicked him in the head. I mean, he probably did. Takes that one.
You mean the punt kick that Randy Orton used to do? That's what we're talking?
Yeah, where when they were, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, he probably kicked him. I
don't see how you faked it. Yeah.
No, and it's Japan. You don't fake some of it. That's how you know you're not sure if they did it or not, because they don't. think about the whole Shibata situation. That was a real headbutt. That's why his ass can't wrestle right now, because he didn't pull the punch on that. Tani, now this is more of a you thing. I don't know if you took it in. Maybe you sped it up a little bit because the first 30 minutes killed it for you a little. But was it just me, or did you also really want them to make one of those elevators fucking open and you wanted to see what they were going to do inside of a fucking elevator? Could you imagine those two in there when trying to jam like a fucking cameraman and someone else in there while they're brawling in an elevator going up and down?
It reminds me of the old phrase of, you know.
You see how discerning that is when you're trying to say some shit and somebody's fucking with you? Just with you? Hold on, I see a bug. You can talk now.
See, he's just not used to getting, he's used to giving it.
Getting tackled by Ray Lewis in a phone booth. So
that worked itself in really nicely with the elevator comment. There we go.
Some would say unflappable. Some would say an advocate for alliteration. Some would say a deacon of dialogue. Whatever you need to know.
It was a good segue. That's all I need to know. So now Platt said it was the best thing he's seen during quarantine. And I'm honestly just really happy you watched any portion of this, regardless of how much it was, because you actually told me things that you would have actually had to watch the match. And we know how hard it is getting you to watch things that don't start with WWE or AEW.
I want to talk about Platt sanitizing his hands right now.
Where does it fall
for you? It was really a bug, man. That was a shoot. And, you know, it's bugs are very inconvenient for me because, number one, I live in the South now. And, number two, I try my damnedest not to kill them. So I've got to, like, pick it up very gently with my napkin or something like that and then open the porch and throw it out back into the wild. And then, of course, I'm going to sanitize my hands because I've just been touching a fucking bug.
True. But, Tani, where did that whole thing fall for you when it comes to your personal entertainment level of the wrestlings?
I don't know. I'm getting old way too quick. I'm just a WWE guy. What do you want from me? It was okay.
Wow. Are you your old stuck in your ways guy?
Sure, whatever. Yeah, whatever lets me watch WWE and a few things here and there. I am really liking AEW lately. I'm not trying to veer off from your Noah topic, and it was a very good match, and I understand everything that was happening there. It's just, I mean, it took me like 2.5 minutes to pick up what was going on, and I got it, and they did it well. I don't know. Don't try to make me evolve, okay? Just leave me alone.
Hey, you didn't have to watch any of it, honestly. So
yeah, 2.5 minutes is approximately the time he spent actually watching the match. So, you know.
I mean, probably, but that's 2.5 minutes more than he's watched anything else we've talked about.
No, but you already said that I said things that made you think that I watched the match. So, I mean, you know, I pick up on things pretty quick.
Watched enough of it, yes. So I gave you credit. I really did, because you at least watched some of it. But that's why I was curious where your take was, since you're very ingrained in your ways, as you just kind of admitted. So I wasn't sure if it was enough to kind of pique your interest, or if you're just like, it was something, let's not do that again.
They're doing good work.
Okay, that's fine.
And don't look! Don't look like! Don't look like you just fucking swallowed a lemon over there. Fucking, I seen that face.
Well, that must have been Chris, because Chris is the one that made the face. I'm just like, I'm happy. You, even if it's a that'll do pig, that works, because you don't normally watch other things. So the fact that it's at least positive, I'm happy with that. Chris,
I'm just here hanging out like wet clothes, you know.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You didn't want to bury him for being like the Cornetto pot is worn or something like that, where he's just old and set in his ways, but it's pro WWE instead of anti?
No, he's already
submitted. Does it really matter?
He's already submitted to the theme of the show.
Yeah, I've tapped out. I tapped out a long time ago.
Okay. Just checking.
I tapped out a long time ago.
Hey,
yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Where did you come from? Where did you go? You tapped out a long time ago?
Sure. Okay.
No.
Cool.
Okay.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Wouldn't have been where I went, but okay.
It's fine. No. I didn't expect Chris to go with it, because that's definitely a very, very white thing. I'm like, I feel like I should be eating mayonnaise straight out of the jar at the moment.
What part of what? I tapped out a while ago did you not understand?
I know, but I made the Cotton Eye Joe reference, which I didn't expect you to get. If you did, points. But if you didn't, I didn't expect you to.
Go ahead and get all of your Caucasian lack of seasoning ists. Get it all out this week. Because next week, I'm coming out two guns blazing. So go ahead. Do it. Get it. Get it. Get it all out. Do your worst. Go for it.
I wasn't even trying to do worst. No, that's not what I was doing. I was just making conversation. That's how it works. Yeah. It's making conversation. Yeah.
I've been trying to make conversation for approximately an hour, and you melon farmers just would not let me.
That sounds hard.
And now this is what you have. Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. I know.
It is. Look, I had notes and shit.
Let's run them down. Come on.
No. I won't give you the satisfaction. No.
Don't do it for us. Do it for the listeners.
No. I'm going to tear out this page. I'm going to burn it. No, I'm going to burn it. Yeah, that's it. You missed out.
What if I ask really nice?
No, you ruined it for everybody. Time to go home, guys. PC fucked it up for everybody.
Well, all right, folks. You've been listening to another edition of Pod is War. You're welcome. Clearly, whatever was on that piece of paper was shittier than what happened tonight.
It was just a Sudoku game. That's all it was.
It could have possibly been shittier than what happened tonight, but go on.
Hey, we invented Wrestling Monopoly. You shut up. That was great shit.
Without a doubt, the only way that that got written down on that piece of paper, it was drizzling shits right onto that fucking notebook. So, ladies and gentlemen... There we go. There he is. Come on, man. Give it to us.
All right, you guys close it out then.
No, we're not closing out. No. We want the notebook. We want to know the notes. No. Come on. Let's hear it. Let's get to the.
You're not getting the notebook.
Can we get Silver Linings Playbook if we can't get the notebook?
Let's get to the MVP part of the show.
Jennifer Lawrence had a nice ass in that movie, but no, you're not getting the notebook. No. You're not. It's done. It's over. Like it's done, man.
How long do we?
What about Notting Hill?
How about we won't stop talking to you until you give us the notebook? This is the showdown. We're gonna do the. We're doing a 30-minute Noah showdown. Here we go, folks. Till we get the notebook, no one's saying a goddamn thing. But you know you're gonna listen. You know you're gonna hang on because the recording's still gonna go.
I'm assuming that you're going to at some point in time have to go make a living or even sleep. So you know.
I sleep with my eyes open.
I don't have to log on to work until 4 o'clock tomorrow, so I've got nothing but time. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. But since I finally got the mic to myself, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not falling for it. Because as soon as I start saying some shit, they're going to cut me off again. I'm not falling for it.
You can do it. It's okay.
Somebody say something. You're not getting a notebook. As a matter of fact, so now I don't even get it.
That picked up nicely through the new microphone, though.
Thank you. Enjoy silence. Here, I'll give you something. I'll give you some pages out the Kabbalah. At the beginning, we may as well consider the question so often asked by the neophyte who desires to be informed regarding the meaning of the word plane, which term has been very freely used and very poorly explained in many recent works upon the subject of occultism. The question is generally about as follows. Is a plane a place having dimensions, or is it merely a condition or state? We answer, no, not a place nor ordinary dimension of space, and yet more than a state or condition. It may be considered as a state or condition, and the state or condition is a degree of dimensions in a scale subject to measurement. Somewhat paradoxical, is it not? But let us examine the matter. A dimension, you know, a measure in a straight line relating to the measure, etc. The ordinary dimensions of space are length, breadth, and measure. And height, or perhaps length, breadth, height, thickness, or circumference. But there is another dimension of created things, or measure in a straight line. I mean, you brought this on yourself. Shall I continue?
I mean, you could check the text and see what he said last time.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a text. Go get the phone book. This ain't much different. Hey, man, you guys brought this on yourselves.
Hey, you know, you can't be always the one cutting people off and not letting other people get a word in edgewise. You gotta reciprocate once in a while.
So, all jokes aside, man, I know we're doing this whole social conditioning thing. What are your WrestleMania plans? Because obviously you're going to watch both night one and two. Even if you don't want to, you're going to, because what the hell else are you going to do? So, what are your Mania plans?
just kind of relax and probably order something or make something. Not sure. It depends on if I get out this weekend and restock. But I'll just be sitting home with Bob and we'll watch it that way. Usually we have a Mania party, but obviously, you know, we can't do that 6 feet apart from each other because there's usually like about 10 people and the house ain't that big. So, yeah. So there's some limitations. So it's going to be a smaller get together, obviously. But it'll be on, you know. We'll see what it is. Maybe I'll enjoy something. Hopefully.
You'll enjoy the Edge Randy Orton match. And you're probably going to like AJ Styles and Taker.
I mean, they have enough time to edit that thing, so that shouldn't suck. Like, I definitely feel like it'll be better than it would be if it was a legit straight up match.
Shout out to Wave Cap Taker, BT Dub. We now have the third iteration of The Undertaker. We had the Dead Man, Biker Taker. Now we have Wave Cap Taker, who probably got a pack of Marlboro Reds in his pocket as he cut that promo on Monday night.
So do you think the Unholy Triumvirate or whatever he was talking about is just going to be like Fred Durst and the guitarist from Limp Bizkit playing him out for Roland?
It's going to be Rob Zombie.
Ooh.
And Leon Black from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, wait. What if it's Rob Zombie, Fred Durst, and Kid Rock? And they just all do like a big amalgamation kind of thing of all his bullshit.
They got to come out in a Durango.
I think Kid Rock probably got a house in Florida, so I can see that. And I can see them being buddies, you know.
Plus, Kid Rock's a Hall of Famer.
The MAGA Mafia. Okay.
If they're coming out with Rob Zombie, they got to come out in a Durango.
That's true. That is true. I'm okay with that. No?
That's going to be fun, man. No,
Durst could come out in an Escalade, though, because he's still Durst.
Durst would just be happy to come out, period. I mean, when's the last time somebody said, you know, I wonder what Fred Durst is up to? Exactly.
I got nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, I know now red hats have a bad rap because of the MAGA shit, so maybe he'll come out with a different hat.
Do you ever go back in time during some of these wrestling shows and you see people wearing red caps and you just automatically go MAGA like, this has been a thing for a while.
At the time, you'd go, y'all like Limp Bizkit. Now it's, you like the orange guy. Good for you. I guess it's not too different, really, if you want to think about it.
Anywho, so, Tony, I'm going to ask you the same question, too, man, before we get up out of here. What are your plans for the Mania Too Big for One Night?
Oh, probably sit down to watch it, drink too much, fall asleep before it's over, and finish each night the next morning.
So basically the same plan you have for every single WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's not different. There's going to be way too many matches. It's not special. I'm looking forward to it because it's something. That's about it. Yeah.
I'm salty because by the time you guys hear this, I was supposed to have my black ass in Tampa for this whole event, man. Had my Wale Mania tickets, had 100 level Mania seats, hotel booked, plane booked, even it mapped out different restaurants in the Tampa area that I was going to go to. Shout out to Conan's Barbecue. Maybe one day I will get to sample some of your goodness. And it's just all bad, man. I was so depressed when I took off the dates that I had planned for Mania and decided I was just going to work them because what the hell else am I going to do?
Yeah, that is the worst part.
Yeah. Might as well hang on to that PTO, huh?
Mm-hmm. By the time you hear this pod, Platt's plans will be ruined.
Had it all planned out, man. God damn it. I was even going to go get me a new shirt for Wale Mania. Amber had bought a couple dress options and shit.
Hey, you know what?
She lost some weight. She lost 11 pounds so she could be, you know, Mania ready, goddammit.
What if you're looking looking to get a new shirt? What if you're sitting at home and you're looking to get a new t-shirt?
Good one, Tony. I know just the place. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot to pick up your official Chair Shot t-shirts. Just because Mania ain't what it should be or what it could be, it is what it is. You're still going to watch. We're all going to watch. So you might as well do it in style by representing your favorite website to go to for news, reviews, and analysis with attitude. We've got Save Tag Team Wrestling, Hashtag Journalism, Jesus Did the Job, Baron Corbin Sucks, and his match with the Elias probably will too, but that's neither here nor there. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. Make sure that we can keep providing you with this fire-ass content like this train wreck of a show this evening. Please and thank you, and please. Anybody got anything else to say that might be good before we get up out of here?
I feel like I've already talked a lot.
Wanted to get your point in.
You were talking over each other. I don't know what either one of you said.
That being said,
it doesn't matter.
That really was.
On that note, Mr. Belaz, why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you?
You can find me on the Twitter at IWC Warchief. We have a good time there. We retweet. We watch lots of Japanese stuff. Have a good time on the Twitter machine. PC Tani, what about you, Bubba?
Yeah, you can find me on a whole bunch of goddamn shows, mainly on thechairshot.com and at PC Tunney.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at TheRealCPlat. And seriously, y'all need to go check out The Kabbalion. I guarantee it will change your life. You can find it online literally for like $5. And when I say $5, I mean like $4.83. Check it out. It's a quick read. It's like 120 pages. You can blow through it in a day or two. For real. It'll change your life. Shout out to The Kabbalion. Anywho, hey, folks.
Are you going to try to sell us on The Secret next after that, or is that for next week?
Shut up. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there, man, because I got a lot of issues with that book and that fucking movie, man. They played y'all. Like, the law of attraction is true, but the way they set that shit up, man, they didn't really give it to y'all the way y'all needed to get it. But I guess that is the way y'all needed to get it, because they made a bunch of money doing it. So what the fuck do I know? Anywho, yo, man, for all intents and purposes, man, for the good, the bad, and the ugly, it is Mania Week. And this weekend is WrestleMania weekend. And we are wrestling fans. So enjoy. Get your favorite adult beverage. Get your favorite snack. Get you some wings, some pizzas, some nachos, whatever the case may be. A couple burgers, whatever the case may be. Shield yourself from the Rona. Pop in the WWE Network for $9.99. Or shit, buy this shit on Fox if you're a dumbass. I don't care. And enjoy Mania for what it is. My best case scenario, gentlemen, is that it's so bad that it's actually good. But I'm going to have fun and I'm going to watch it because, hell, this is still Mania. Yo, man, for the Deacon of Dialogue, Pastor PC Tunney, for Satan himself, Andrew Blaz. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, the Reverend Christopher Platt. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we did have a ball today. Enjoy Mania. Enjoy your escape. Get away from the news. Turn the news off completely. Don't listen to that. Just get some entertainment in your life. Don't worry about everything that's going on. Because you know what? Making a way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where WrestleMania is lame, but you still be glad you came. You want to be where people see the troubles are all the same. You're going to watch even though Mania is lame. Tune in next week for our Mania review. Shalom, folks.